This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Some residents of Springfield have been fighting a proposed wood-burning power plant for almost a decade. The plant is a biomass facility, meaning it burns organic material. Its construction has been on hold because it hasn't been economically practical for the owner to break ground. Early next year, though, the economics may shift. The Baker administration is changing how it awards subsidies to renewable energy projects, and a wood-burning plant such as this one might qualify. Still, there's strong opposition to the project. Here to talk us through what it means for the region and its climate goals is WBUR's environmental reporter Miriam Wasser. Miriam, this facility, if it does get built, would be the state's only large-scale biomass plant. Would you describe how it will operate and why there's opposition to it?
The plant is called the Palmer Renewable Energy Facility, and it'll be located in East Springfield near a working-class neighborhood. It's going to burn a lot of wood, like 4 or 5 truckloads of wood an hour. And when it does that, it will emit a lot of carbon, more so than a similarly sized coal plant would, actually. It'll also emit smoke that contains soot and other harmful pollutants. So a lot of environmental and public health advocates worry that it'll worsen Springfield's big air pollution problem. And, you know, the air quality is already so bad in Springfield that the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America ranked it the asthma capital of the country.
Now, that sounds contrary to what we hear about biomass plants being a source of clean, renewable energy, which is very much in demand. Is that not the case?
Well, Lisa, here's a dirty little secret. In New England, not all renewable energy sources are clean. For example, I was looking at an app that shows where energy in New England comes from the other night, you know, as one does on a Saturday night, and trash and wood were 90% of our renewable fuels at the time. But to your point, yes, a lot of people consider biomass to be renewable because we can replant trees to offset the carbon emissions from burning wood. Problem is, that can take decades, if not longer.
And is there no technology to make the processing of the wood cleaner so it wouldn't release all that carbon in the air?
Well, the Palmer plant is state-of-the-art, and it will be cleaner than a lot of older biomass plants. But no, there's no technology to reduce emissions to zero.
We mentioned earlier that the plant is near a working-class part of East Springfield. It's been stalled for years. Why is it getting new momentum now?
The state rules about who gets renewable energy credits are pretty strict, and for biomass, they're developed after a comprehensive study. Now, though, the Baker administration is planning to change the rules in a way that's going to make it possible for the plant in Springfield and any others that might get proposed to qualify for this money. Laura Haight of the nonprofit Partnership for Policy Integrity, which opposes the rule changes, crunched the numbers and told me that the plant in Springfield could get between $13 and $15 million a year in renewable energy subsidies. And she calls what Baker is proposing to do a rollback of the best science-based policies in the country.
We know so much more now than we did 10 years ago about the time frame that we have to take serious action on climate change. And if anything, we should be developing stronger regulations, not weakening them.
The Baker administration talks a lot about addressing climate change. So why would it make these changes?
The Department of Energy Resources, or the DOER, which is the agency writing the regulations, wouldn't give me an interview. But in a statement, a spokesman told me that the goal is to, quote, streamline state rules.
And who else supports the change?
So biomass industry groups certainly do, and some landscaping and utility companies support it because they want to get rid of their waste products like dead tree limbs. Another group that does support it is the Mass Forest Alliance, which represents foresters and timber harvesters. Chris Egan is the group's executive director, and here's what he told me.
The simple fact is that the focus of this of these regulatory changes is to make more productive use of non-forest-derived wood. There's just a massive amount of that material. So what DOER is proposing is to be able to use that material to displace fossil fuels.
I should note that there's actually debate over whether there's a big problem with excess scrap wood. But either way, opponents of the rule changes say that if this waste problem does exist, burning wood is not the best solution. You know, they say the state could compost this material, for instance. And Lisa, one final point that I want to make is that this affects people. In the case of Springfield, these rule changes make it more likely that people will end up breathing even more polluted air. And here's how Tanisha Arena of the nonprofit Arise for Social Justice framed the issue.
I live here, my kids live here, my friends live here. Like, I've got to breathe this. Why in this community can't we say no thank you and have that be the end of it?
And we have more about how the proposed rule change could mean the go-ahead for this biomass plant in Springfield. It's at WBUR.org. WBUR environmental reporter Miriam Wasser, thanks a lot.
Anytime, Lisa.
Funding for WBUR's environmental coverage comes from Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, offering the perfect ocean-themed gifts for your loved ones this holiday season. All proceeds support ocean science and exploration. Visit whoi.edu/WBUR.